Isaiah chapter 11. And there will come forth a rod from out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch will grow from out of his roots. And the Spirit of Yahweh will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. And it will make him of quick understanding in the fear of Yahweh. And he will not judge according to the sight of his eyes, neither will he reprove according to the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness will he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips will he kill the wicked. And righteousness will be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf will also dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the kid, and the calf amongst, and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child will lead them. And the cow and the bear will feed, their young ones will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child will play upon the hole of the asp, and the weaned child will put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, just as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there will be a root from Jesse, who will stand for as an ensign of the people. To it, to that ensign, shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest will be honorable. And it will come to pass in that day, Yahweh will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, who will be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he will set up an ensign for the nations, and will assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim will depart, and the adversaries of Yehuda will be cut off. Ephraim will not envy Yehuda, and Yehuda will not vex Ephraim. But they will fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil those of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon will obey them. And Yahweh will utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind will he shake his hand over the river, and will strike it in the seven streams, and make men travel over it dry shod. And there will be a highway for the remnant of his people, who will be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up from out of the land of Egypt. End of chapter.